Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning. To incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 332 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Mondays can be a bit of a struggle for a lot of us, so I wanted to begin jumpstarting our Mondays with a bit of motivation. And I don't know about y'all, but not much motivates me more than hearing good news. It gives me a sense of hope and progress. So this Monday, I am going to include a bunch of the environmental wins from the last year. Just the headlines. I'm not going to go detailed into any of these today, but I figured I would share some of the progress that we have been making as a world. I got most of this information from kindling.xyz, goodgoodgood.co, and ecowatch.com. In an effort to become more environmentally sustainable, IKEA has issued a plan to phase out all plastic packaging by 2028. Starting this year, they'll be moving towards paper packaging, making it easier for customers to recycle. And if you're worried about the increase in paper usage, don't fret, because Dubai helped the cause by becoming the world's first paperless government. They save over 336 million papers. And they implemented this paperless strategy, so no employee or customer of the Dubai government will need to print any paper documents or transactions unless they personally prefer that. Considering my grandmother doesn't work there, I don't think that is going to be a big deal. In another global win, Scotland has ended all use of coal power. They marked the end by demolishing a huge chimney at the last remaining coal plant in Fife. In the States, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, who was the first Asian American woman to serve on the Boston City Council and the first mayor in Boston who wasn't a white man, she was elected in 2021, and already she has divested city funds from fossil fuels. This measure prohibits public investment in any financial instrument deriving more than 15% of its revenue from fossil fuels, as well as tobacco products or jail or prison facilities. Hell yeah, Wu. On December 10, 2021, developers canceled an Oregon pipeline and natural gas export terminal. The $8 billion, 3-foot-wide, 229-mile pipeline would have carried methane-based gas from Canada to Oregon. And as you know, pipelines wreak havoc on our ecosystem and waterways. A badass Kenyan woman's startup recycles plastic waste into bricks that are 5 times stronger than concrete. In Mexico, jaguar populations are growing, which is a great sign that conservation strategies are actually working. Milan is the world's first major city to enforce a citywide food waste policy, relying on the wide-ranging cooperation of public agencies, food banks, charities, NGOs, universities, and private businesses. The plan aims to cut food waste in half. China has announced that they will be planting forests the size of Belgium over the next 3 years. The Ukraine is planning to plant 1 billion trees. New York City voted to electrify all new buildings, banning natural gas, and the UK will require all new buildings to have electrical vehicle charging stations starting in 2022. Barcelona's bus fleet will soon run on biofuel made from sewage sludge, which may sound gross, but this initiative aims to encourage a circular economy in the city, starting with green public transportation. In Spain, wind power became the leading energy source in 2021. Pittsburgh has officially become a dark city this year. The first successful IVF corals have spawned on the Great Barrier Reef. Plus, a new amendment to Italy's budget law requires all of the country's remaining mink farms to be permanently closed in 2022. Elle magazine has become the first major fashion magazine to ban fur in all its publications. Spain has approved a new law recognizing animals as sentient beings, which means they won't be seized and abandoned and mistreated or separated from their owners without having their well-being and protection taken into account. And these are just the most recent headlines that I could find. Renewable energy had a record-breaking year last year for the world. And all of this amazing news happened over the last few months, literally. And it's only a quarter of what I found in my searches. So I really hope that this news headline break could give you a little bit of hope like it has given me. Because sometimes the world can seem a little dark and dense and maybe even a little hopeless, but that is only one side of the coin. In reality, there are some bad people making bad choices, but there are also amazing people making amazing choices. And unfortunately, those people get a lot less news coverage. But I will always find it inspiring to hear about the people actually doing the work. Fighting, researching, funding, finding, and working towards our well-being and our future. So no matter how bleak the world seems according to the fear-baity news, remember that there are some amazing pioneers out there working towards radical change and impacting all of our lives for the better because of it. And you can be a pioneer too, simply by following that hope and finding the good where you can. There is plenty to be done, so luckily, we have a lot of brilliant, hardworking, badass people in our corner. So never give up fighting for the good in the world because there's plenty of it. You just need to know where to look. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.